I have just a short word to set up what Sam's about to say in fullness in this word, and he kind of hinted at it a little bit earlier, talking about the riches that we have in Christ Jesus. This is a word that I think has been on my heart for 2 or 3 weeks now. I really started into this last week out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, where I talked about being called to fellowship with Christ and how fruit comes from that place of fellowship with him in this active, engaging work, doing the Father's will with Jesus. And then as I've been praying and as I've been just thinking through you all and your lives, I'm so struck by how weakness does not cover up riches very well. Meaning that it's a pretty thin veil of weakness that I and most of us walk around with. And really, when a fresh wind of the Spirit comes, or when a father in the faith or a mother in the faith comes and helps to identify who you are in Christ, that weakness seems to kind of fade away fairly quickly, and the riches come bubbling out very quickly. And so I have faith for that this morning, that the Lord is going to do that in your hearts. And I have faith that this is the season that we're in. And so I think John Smith is preaching this in Park City. I think Joel is in Wichita, and Josh in Wichita as well. And this is just a word in season for all of us. And I'm trusting that the Lord's going to open this up. So let me just ask the Lord for this. Lord, I pray that you would enlighten the eyes of our hearts, Lord, that you would give us that spirit, even now, of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of who you are and in the knowledge of who we are in you. And I pray, Lord, for that thin veil of weakness just to be lifted off of us, Lord, and that the true power and the glory of who we've been created to be in Christ would be revealed by this simple word here, by Sam's message that he's about to bring. So I pray for soft hearts now. I pray for sensitive hearts. I pray for open ears. I pray in Jesus' name for freedom from distraction for all of us. So go with me, if you would, to Colossians 1, starting in verse 26. This mystery has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but it's now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend, or I labor, with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. 2 verse 1 says, I want you to know how hard I'm contending for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I've been meditating on this for a couple of days now. It's fascinating to me that he says the mystery that's been hidden for generations is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And then he says that in that mystery, there's another hidden mystery down in 2, verse 3, that all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden inside him. And so this is why God says that you cannot enter into the kingdom unless you become like a little child. It's so mysterious that the wise and the learned of this age, they can't grasp it. In fact, I didn't read this, but in verse 4, he says, I tell you this so that no one may deceive you with fine-sounding arguments. And fine-sounding arguments sound like do for God, perform, be a good Christian, be, do, you know, all this fine-sounding arguments sound like you on your own, God died for you, now you go live for him. And that's a fine-sounding, noble argument, but it's actually deceiving. It actually leads us away from purity and simplicity of devotion to Christ. And so in childlike faith, for us to be able to come and say, the mystery hidden for ages is Christ in me, and actually, I have all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge inside of me now. Not because of how I've been acting or who I am in my flesh, but because of who Christ is. I had a bunch of boxes stacked up by my back door this morning, and I almost brought them in here. They stood about this high. We went to Sam's, so that's why. But the boxes were up this high, and I was thinking about all of the treasures that were put in us in Christ have been boxed up, and it's like rooms in our hearts full of boxes. And really, the Christian life is about unpacking what we already have in Christ. And so I'm believing Tom Gaskell's vision for this place when we moved here a year and a half ago. The pastor here had a vision when we came here of the head of a sprinkler going out of the top of this building, and it was just shooting water all around the community here, just ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And I'm believing that. And I'm also believing that none of y'all have the power to do that by your own self-will and determination. And I can't do that, and Sam can't do that by preaching enough good word to you guys. 3 points and a conclusion is not going to bring this thing to, it's not going to bring Jesus back to the earth, right? What we need is we need y'all, the wells inside of y'all, to be opened up. Because when that happens, the least of these is going to become like one of David's mighty men, is what the scripture says. And so I was thinking about, like, the woman at the well. You know, 5 marriages or whatever and living with the husband she has now. Think about the lack of self-discipline that that woman had. I mean, the shame that she had and the complete lack of self-control that that woman had. Just again and again and again. Can't stop it. She probably had major anger issues. I mean, she's flying off the handle at everything a husband said, right? And Jesus comes to her and he speaks to her about the wells of living water inside of her. And what does that woman do? She goes back to her town and she becomes the town evangelist. And every single person in the town stands up and follows this immoral woman back out to Jesus. And there's Jesus sitting there with his disciples, all the leaders. And he's like, hey, look, the harvest is plentiful. Lift up your eyes. And so I'm like, I love you guys so much. The least one of you in here, the one who feels like you've disqualified yourself the most, will be our town evangelist. And this is why I've prophesied from the front, and I'll say it again, that I believe Matt Wellner, when he comes into the kingdom, is going to be a first fruits for us for evangelism. I hope you all know we're praying for Matt Wellner. Anybody know Matt Wellner in here? Love Matt. And is Heather here today? Yeah. I'm unashamedly praying for him in public, and I'm saying this in public. I got my brother leading their house church to pray for him. I got people at Jacob's Well every morning praying for him. We're laboring for him. I'm telling you guys, he's going to come into the kingdom. And when he does, he will be a first fruits for us. Do y'all believe that the entire city of El Dorado can be swept into the kingdom? We've got to do this a different way than how we've been doing it, if that's going to happen. We got to do this a different way. So I need all of you to get bushel baskets off your head if you're afraid. I need all of you to be salt. I need me to be light. We all got to do this. And the Lord can do it through us. And we have everything we need in Christ Jesus inside of us. This is the mystery hidden for ages, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I want to finish with verse 3 of chapter 2 in Colossians. In order that you may know the mystery of God. And this is what Sam's going to talk about today. In order that we may know, like I know that we know in, you know, like a mental ascent that we know this. I know that you all know what I'm saying, but do you know it? That God has no hope for you to pull this off on your own. Everything good inside of you in Christ coming up out of you is going to take care of everything the Lord wants to take care of through your life. The Lord puts one that 10,000 to flight with two people. He puts 1,000 to flight with one. I don't need very many of you to get this. All we need is a few sold out disciples. And can you imagine if all of us knew who we were in Christ? I'm telling you, the amount of fruit that's going to come from that is going to be amazing to watch. So that's a setup for what Sam's about to say.